بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب تحريم الظلم والأمر برد المظالم. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع. وقال تعالى: وما للظالمين من نصير. صدق الله العظيم. This is a new chapter. This chapter is made up of two aspects. The chapter 1, تحريم الظلم, the prohibition with regards to zulm and oppression. والأمر برد المظالم. The second aspect is the injunction or the command or the compulsion to redress the oppressed. So one is the prohibition from making zulm and oppression, and the other is the compulsion that if you have committed zulm or misappropriated the rights of anyone or oppressed anyone in any way, then it is not sufficient for us to make tawbah or to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance. But Shariat commands us raddul madalim, that is redress or address the wrong that you have committed. When it comes to this word zulm or oppression, we have heard this word many times. And everyone is aware that zulm is something that is reprehensible, that is disliked, that Islam is totally prohibited. Many, many places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, when He speaks of Himself, in fact there are more than 5 places where Allah says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself says that your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not make zulm. He does not oppress His slaves in any way. So Allah ta'ala Himself says, I do not make zulm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited zulm upon us. Now if you look at this term, it is important for us to understand what does zulm mean. One is the literal translation of this word zulm. Ulama explained, وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ. Literally translated, this word zulm is to place something in its incorrect place, take it out of its correct place and place it into its incorrect place. That is literal translation. Likewise, another literal translation that we find for this word zulm, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, kiltal jannatayni atat ukulaha wa lam tadhlim minhu shay'a ay lam tanqus minhu shay'a. In other words, nuqs, shortage, something to be incomplete. That is the literal translation of this word zulm. The Shari'i meaning or the Islamic explanation of what is zulm, ulama-i kiram basically say, at-tasarruf fi ghayri al-haq bi ghayri haq or mujawazatul had. That is to incorrectly utilize the property of someone without his permission, or to transgress the limits in dealing with someone. Any act like this, something belongs to someone, it is misappropriated, it is utilized incorrectly, this will constitute zulm. Likewise, to fail to fulfill the haq of someone, this is also zulm. To transgress the limits in our dealings with someone. We find that there are many, many ahadith. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned underneath this chapter, wherein we can see all these various types of zulm are mentioned, and the prohibition and the harm with regards to it. Basically, ulama ikram explain al-dhulm nu'an. They say there are 2 categories or 2 types of zulm. One is allati yata'allaq bihaqqillah. One is where one makes zulm against Allah. What we call huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that type of zulm, a'zamu dhulm, the greatest and the worst type of zulm a person can make is that zulm which he makes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In what sense? Al-ishraqu billah. To ascribe partners to Allah. To make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the worst type of zulm that one can possibly do. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Su'ilan nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyu dhambi a'zam? Ya Rasulullah, what is the worst sin? What is the worst sin a person can make today? Unfortunately, many of us have this mindset that if someone, mashallah, is doing a lot of welfare work, or he's a great benefactor for humanity, or has devoted his life to the service of human beings. Then when that person passes away, we find this debate starting, that despite the fact that this person was non-Muslim, is he worthy of going to Jahannam? Is he worthy of azab? He was a great benefactor, he did so much of good, he benefited people in so many ways. What we fail to realize is there is no greater guna, there is no greater sin, there is no greater crime in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a person ascribing partners with Allah. When he makes shirk with Allah, he has committed the worst possible crime. And the hatred for that crime, not the individual, the hatred for that crime should be in the heart. Luqman alayhi salam, we find the verse of the Quran, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. O my son, don't make shirk with Allah. Don't ascribe partners to Allah. Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Inna Quran tells us, Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Shirk, ascribing partners with Allah, this is dhulmun azeem. This is the greatest zulm. So we understand zulm, misappropriate someone's right, harm someone, hurt someone, all this is oppression. But what is Quran telling us? What is Ahadith teaching us? Shirk is the greatest zulm. There is no greater oppression than to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hatred for that guna should be in our hearts. There's no question of this debate. A person can have done welfare work his whole life. But if he made shirk with Allah, if he didn't believe in the oneness of Allah, if he ascribed partners with Allah, according to Quran and Hadith, there is no greater, more reprehensible act that any human being can do than this. Ayyu dhambi a'zam? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asked the question, coming back to the Hadith, Ayyu dhambi a'zam? That Ya Rasulullah, what is the worst sin? Worse than zina, worse than sharab, worse than looting, worse than murder. What is the worst sin a person can make? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds, and he says, Al-ishraku billah, to make shirk with Allah. That Allah who made you, that Allah who created you, that Allah who gave you everything that you have, every ability you have is from Allah, everything around you is from Allah, that Allah who gave you everything to make shirk with Him, to ascribe partners with Him, to not believe in His oneness, there is no greater crime. There is nothing that is more reprehensible than that. So that is the greatest zulm. So one is the zulm one makes with the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type of zulm, ulama ikram mentioned, allati yata'allaq bihaqqil ibad. The second type of zulm is that oppression or that zulm which has to do with the rights of one's fellow human being. And here especially, zulm is something that Shariat looks down upon, because more often than not, who are the ones that are oppressed is the weak ones. The ones who can't defend themselves, the ones who we think we are superior to more often than not, they are the ones upon whom we make zulm. Ulama ikram explain, fi huquqil ibad, when it comes to the rights of our fellow human beings, yaduru ala thalathati ashiya. Generally, zulm and oppression with one's fellow human beings revolves around three basic things which were referred to in the khutbah which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave in his Hajjatul Wada, his opening statement from the khutbah, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, verily, dima'akum, the life, amwalakum, the wealth, a'radakum, the dignity and honor of a Muslim is sacred. The life, wealth and honor of a Muslim is sacred. Misappropriate any of these three things, utilize any of these three things on incorrectly, transgress the limits with regards to any of these three things, the life, honor and property of a Muslim, in any way to do any of these things with regards to that is zulm, is oppression against your fellow human being. And with regards to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is darkness, this is a cause of great harm to you. Such harm, مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعٍ. The first verse which Imam Nawawi mentioned, that on the day of judgment, for the one who has done this, made zulm against his fellow human being, committed zulm, he will find no friend, no helper on that day. مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. There will be no friend for him on that day. وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعٍ. Nor will there be anyone to intercede for him whose intercession will be accepted. In the second verse, Imam Nawawi mentions, مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. The one who makes zulm on that day. Today you can make zulm and get away against the weak and the oppressed ones. Today you can buy your way out of a problem. Today you have your friends to support you. Today someone can intercede for you. Today you can find an assistant to help you in your cause. On that day, مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Allah says, if you make zulm, there will be no helper for you. Shall we continue?